I invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's time.
Morning, everybody. Okay. All right. Ooh, careful, Katie. You okay? Here, sweetie. Okay, you got it. Okay. All righty. Good morning. So good to see you. I was thinking we might have light attendance today just because there's so many football games and long weekend. But thank you for being here, y'all. Okay. I'm going to ask you just to grab one of these circles and stick it like right on your chest like that. I know it's embarrassing, but that's part of the story. So everybody just grab a dot and stick it right smack dab on your chest. And you'll be like, oh my gosh, Miss Heather, this is too much. Too much. Okay, so imagine that that dot were a horrible disease. Mm-hmm. And basically, everywhere you went, everybody saw your horrible disease, sores all over your face. Nobody wanted to be near you. And just imagine how that would make you feel. And lonely, right? Terrible, right? Sad. Nobody would want you on their team. Nobody would want to go to school with you. No one would invite you over. So this happened, right? So there was a disease called leprosy, and Miss Amy reminded me that there still is leprosy, but it's not very common. We don't see it that often. So anyway, if you had this leprosy back in Jesus' time, boom, back in Jesus' time, if you had that disease, boom, boom, look at Miss Heather, look at Miss Heather. You wouldn't be able to play with anybody if you had that disease. Well, guess what? There were 10 people with leprosy who ran into Jesus, and they asked Jesus to heal them, and he did. So take your dot off. Yes, Jesus heals, right? Woo, Jesus heals. Put your dot away so we don't see that. Guess what? Of the 10 people who he healed, only one of them ran back to thank Jesus. The rest of them just ran off and had a good life after that. So what I want us to think about is there something in your life that you might ask Jesus to help you with? And when that prayer is answered, do you remember to thank Jesus? Do you remember to say thank you? Yes, you do, yes. So we want to remember to be grateful and thankful for all of the prayers that Jesus answers in our life. And they did say that Jesus said to the leper who said thank you, you were healed because of your faith. So we have to have faith, right? So let's show our faith to God, and we'll pray. Okay, we're going to put our hands together, Boone, and we're going to close our eyes and concentrate on talking to Jesus. Dear God, thank you for blessing me with so much. Thank you for hearing my prayers and answering them. I put my faith in you. I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All righty. Let's go meet Miss Amy at the back and bring your dot.